Just to talk to the young people first, and then we're going to have a nice hymn to sing, and then get into the Word. I wanted just to talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit. Any thoughts, ideas, what the Holy Spirit is? Any ideas on the Holy Spirit? Before we sort of open it up a little bit more. Any thoughts on the Holy Spirit? Who he is? Huh? Yes.
A messenger?
Yes, he's a messenger. What else, yes?
The Comforter,
yes. Any other thoughts, any other ideas? Yes?
Yes.
Any other thoughts on this, on the Holy Spirit, his ministry? Right, well, I want to read you something. For those of you who've got your Bibles, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I want you to look at verse 13. In fact, I think verse 14 can be applicable, but certainly verse 13. Now, who's found that? Huh? Would somebody like to read that out for us? Would you like to read that for us?
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man does not teach him, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Right. So, in that contents that we're looking there, what do we see the Holy Spirit doing there? What is he doing? What is the emphasis he's doing? Any idea? Any idea what he's doing? What is he doing?
Teaching.
Teaching. Right. And that's what I really wanted to hone in. Now, how many of you are aware that the Holy Spirit is teaching you? Are you aware of that in any way? Do you sort of see him as a teacher somehow, or do you just see him sort of as God minister to you through Christ, through the Holy Spirit? Or do you also see him as a teacher? How many actually experience him as a teacher? Huh? You can be honest, if you don't understand or don't know, then that's why we're bringing it up. Do you understand him as a teacher? Huh? You're very quiet on me. I know the adults are dying to get in on this one, but it's not for them, it's for the young ones. How many of you know him as a teacher? Well, when you go to school, you have teachers, don't you? And when you go to school, you enter the classroom, and the teacher is there, you know immediately what their role is going to be, don't you? Now, whether they are a good teacher or not is another thing. But the fact is, you know their role. And so when you go into the classroom, you see the teacher there, you actually expect to be taught. Do you expect to be taught? Huh? You do. Right, you agree. So we expect to be taught. Now, do you believe, if you have received the Holy Spirit, and the sign you've received him is that you speak in those tongues, do you actually believe then he's going to teach you? Do you expect that from him? Huh? Yes? Well, somebody said yes, praise the Lord. Any others expect that he's going to teach you? Right. He is your greatest teacher. In fact, he is so great, he says you don't actually need man to teach you. Now, what he means by that is, in his teaching you, he is going to do it personally with you and through you. And so when you get people like me, who pastor, teacher, or Brother Bob, or others who teach, what they are in effect doing is teaching you what already the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, has already started to do. And so you will know when you are being taught by a man that what he's saying is already lining up with what the Holy Spirit is already teaching you. In your experience, in your trials, in your disappointments, in your joys, in your blessings, in everyday experience, the Holy Spirit is there teaching you. In other words, he can be called a comforter. Teaching can be a comfort. In that teaching, it builds our faith up. And so ministry is going to confirm to you what God is already saying and teaching you. And that is how you test and discern a minister of God. Now, if things that come out from that ministry go across and cause you to be confused, to be disturbed, where in your heart you're saying, well, that doesn't seem to be my experience, I don't seem to hear God say that, then you need to put that on the shelf and leave it there, because you don't know. Sometimes the Holy Spirit, you have to mature, you have to grow into that experience. So sometimes the Holy Spirit might be showing and teaching you things that you're going to come into. But what you already do know, and what you are experiencing from him, ministry is going to confirm that. And that is how we know the Holy Spirit, who is not only a comforter, but he's also a teacher. And so Paul, in the context here, because his argument with the Corinthian church here is that you cannot be taught intellectually. You cannot be taught God's ways in education, at school, because they're not interested in God's ways. And so the Holy Spirit has come baptizing you, teaching you the wisdom, the mind, and the ways of God. And what you'd have to do as young people in education, we're taking exams, GCSEs coming up, then eventually, if the Lord tarries, A-levels, and the possibility of maybe college, university. You have got to be so dependent on the Holy Spirit that he helps you to be able to learn academically and leave what is academically, say, on your left, and what you learn by the Holy Spirit, which is a greater knowledge, a greater understanding, a greater principle and education in your life, you leave in a sense on the right hand side. But it's that you look to first and foremost. I say the right hand side because that's where Christ sits, on the Father, or the right hand side of the Father in glory. I've just put that in worldly terms for you. And so yes, you're going to receive. Yes, they're going to tell you that some of those stars that you see up there have been travelling 12 and 50 million light years and so forth. Just shelve it, leave it. Because they don't really know. They don't actually know. These carbon copies that they say go back 6, 10 million, they don't really actually know. A lot of it is actually simply theory guessing. There's no real facts to it. But you have the Holy Spirit who is teaching you a much higher level. And everything he teaches you, he causes you to rise like those, the eagle. When God educates you, he takes you above man's education. And he causes you to be able to look down upon it and discern it and say, okay, fine, that is what they say, That is their theories. But I'm attuned to God, His Word, His teaching. Now God can do that, and He will do that, and you will become so taught by the Holy Spirit. Because that is what He comes to you as a teacher. Because you are facing every day teachers of the world. But you have one who's the greatest teacher. He's the Holy Spirit. And that was what Paul was trying to show these Corinthians, these great philosophers, these great intellects. He was saying, here you are, you've got your universities now, all your education, you boast and so forth. He said, I'm going to come with something far greater than that. And unless you bow the knee and you humble, you will never understand the Holy Spirit's teaching and education. That is why we have to remain humble, submissive, teachable before God. And if you do that and want that, He then is going to teach you things man couldn't even begin to attempt to teach you. And you are going to go so high with God that you will look down upon it. And some of it, like God does, He just actually laughs at it. Because it is quite pathetic. We respect, yes, you respect your teachers. You don't ridicule them. You don't laugh at them. You don't mock them. That's not how the Holy Spirit works. You pray for them. You pray for your teachers who are teaching you, that God will have mercy on them, that He too will open their eyes, that there's a greater way, there's a greater teacher, that is the Holy Spirit. You cannot have any better teacher than the Holy Spirit Himself who's teaching you. And He's going to teach you in your trials. He's going to teach you when you take those exams. He's going to teach you when maybe friends you thought were friends are no longer friends. He's going to teach you how to respect your teachers who are trying to teach you. He will do all of that and more. He will even teach you how to love your enemies. And that's probably the greatest teaching. That one probably takes the longest. We're all learning that one. But He said He can teach you that. Now, your teachers don't teach you to do that, do they? Eh? They don't teach you that. But the Holy Spirit says He'll come because God is love. And because He loves you, He's going to teach you that great infinite love. Isn't that incredible?